That neighborliness, however, does not extend to APR, which bought its first property in 2004, just south of here. Twice since then, the French family has pitched in to buy ranches that APR was interested in purchasing. A neighbor wants to help you out, not buy you out, Bill French says. This resistance is based on real concerns about the future. Phillips County has lost more than half of its population since its peak of 10,000 people in 1920. Other nearby counties, APR spans six now, have seen similar declines. More and more property is being bought up by wealthy out-of-state owners. The average age of the principal operator of a farm or ranch these days is 58. It's a demographic spiral that rural Americans fear. Fewer kids in the school, fewer tractors, balers, swathers, pos pounders, cars, pickups, semis, trailers, tires bought at local dealers. APR buys those things too, of course. We've brought more households into work for APR than have left as a result of selling to us, says APR Senior Land Acquisition Manager Betty Holder. We believe we are helping to diversify the economy. But the antipathy is also cultural. The organization, with roughly 50 employees, is headquartered in Bozeman, a trendy college town of fly fishermen and mountaineers, artisanal coffee, and avocado toast, 4 hours drive southwest of APR's newest property. Most of APR's large donors hail from even far away, Silicon Valley, New York City, Germany. Some fly by helicopter to stay at APR's luxury yurts equipped with leather furniture, chandeliers, and linen tablecloths. Big fancy East Coast people coming in and telling us how to live, Latre says. Scientists speak of a landscape's ecological carrying capacity, habitat, forage, prey, and other factors that determine how much wildlife the land can support. But for ambitious conservation projects, social carrying capacity, the community's tolerance for change is also a limiting factor.